We have yet another one of these really timely topics to discuss. Just like Kevin Meeks said this morning in his discussion of Alice, we've had to change these slides a lot lately because these issues are in the news and almost every day our slides go out of date. So just yesterday there were even more developments that we'll talk about coming out of Europe. What we're going to do today is present a somewhat quick overview. We've put a lot of content into our slides, and hopefully that will be useful to you all later on. We won't probably talk about every single bullet as we go along, but we do welcome your questions, and we'll do our best to answer them. I think there are microphones set up in the room, and you can just call out as well from where you're seated if you have really loud voices. So what we'll talk about today is the privacy framework, such as it is, in the United States and the EU. As you probably know, there are a lot of changes in process right now in both sides of these frameworks. So we'll start with where things are now and then move to what's to come. So right now in the EU, we have a structure and a basis of personal data. Personal data is considered a fundamental right in Europe. It's a little bit different from the approach in the United States where it's more of a property kind of issue. Personal data is defined really broadly. It can refer to things that you like, your preferences, the things that your various activities, your personal data and addresses and dates of birth and sexual orientation and union membership and a whole lot of things. The underbasis of privacy law in Europe right now is the EU directive from 1995. It imposes obligations on data controllers. Those are the companies or entities or people who possess personal data about other people.